This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time for another monthly almanac. This time we're looking at the month of love, February. February's name comes from the Latin word februa, which means to cleanse. It was named after Februalia, the Roman festival of purification, which was a month-long festival of atonement that took place at this time of year. But why is February the only month that is 28 days long? The Roman king Numa had originally made all months 29 days, as Romans believed that even numbers were unlucky. But the sum of all the months was an even number, so February, a month for honouring the dead, was chosen as the unlucky month to consist of 28 days. The calendar has gone through lots of changes over time, but the 28 days has stuck. February is still the month that gets used to balance things out. Every 4 years, there is an extra day added to February, called a leap day. As a full rotation of the sun actually takes 365 and a quarter days. So leap years help keep our calendar aligned with the solar calendar. An extremely famous festival during February is Valentine's Day, which takes place on the 14th. This is thought to come from the Roman festival of Lupercalia. It celebrated the coming of spring, included fertility rites, and matched couples up by a lottery. At the end of the 5th century, Pope Gelasius I forbid the celebration of Lupercalia, and is sometimes attributed with replacing it with St. Valentine's Day. But the true origin of the holiday is vague. And this day wasn't seen as a romance until around the 14th century, when Geoffrey Chaucer, medieval England's most famous poet, observed birds engaged in courtship rituals, and wrote, "For this was on St. Valentine's Day, when every bird comes there to choose his mate." The earliest evidence from England of the exchange of written greetings on St. Valentine's Day, inspiring our modern-day Valentine's card, was in the middle of the 18th century. It soon became a widespread practice, and stationers started to produce decorated paper for the writing of often anonymous Valentine's messages. By the middle of the 19th century, specially printed Valentine's cards were being produced, and in 1880, over 1.5 million of these were sent by post. Nowadays, alongside the romantic celebrations of the 14th, many people host Galentine's or Palentine's celebrations to recognise and honour the love they experience in friendships. February the 17th is another key day in February this year, with a variety of celebrations. February the 17th is the start of Ramadan, the ninth month in the Islamic calendar. It is believed to be when the Quran was first revealed to the Prophet Muhammad. Muslims fast between dawn and sunset to devote themselves to their faith. It's thought to teach self-discipline and reminds them of the suffering others experience. It's also a time where they try to give up bad habits, do good deeds, and spend time with people important to them. The 17th is also Chinese Lunar New Year. Celebrated widely throughout East Asia, this holiday begins with the first new moon after the winter solstice and is associated with the Chinese zodiac. It's celebrated with gifts, fireworks, and dragon and lion dances, and culminates on the 15th day with a lantern festival. It's thought to be the largest annual migration of humans, as people of Chinese origin return home to spend time with their families. The 17th is also Random Acts of Kindness Day, a day where we're encouraged to perform simple, unexpected acts to make other people's lives better. It aims to remind us of the impact small gestures can have on individuals and communities. Some ideas from the Random Act of Kindness Foundation are paying it forward if you buy a coffee or a ticket for something, offering to help a neighbour with an errand, donating books or clothes that you don't need anymore, or donating blood to help people in hospitals, giving money to a charity you care about, or writing a positive review to a local business that you love. Let's move on to some of the seasonal food you can enjoy throughout February. A variety of greens and leaves are available, from winter cabbage, cauliflower, and kale. Some tasty root veg is available, as well as leeks, sweet potatoes, and Jerusalem artichokes. Which animals will be around this month? Well, people will be spotting the mighty grey heron. They have long beaks and hulking grey bodies, and they are commonly seen along rivers, lakes, and even garden ponds. In February, they head to communal nesting sites known as heronries. Here, they will lay eggs, with their chicks hatching in March and April. Listen out for their calls like this. from big to small now, as nuthatches will also be spotted. They're dainty woodland birds with blue-grey backs, orange bellies, and a bandit-like swoosh of black across their eyes. These birds cache food, hiding acorns and other nuts in autumn to collect in the later months. To eat their haul, the birds wedge nuts in tree bark, repeatedly striking them with their sharp beaks to get at the goodies inside. Listen out for their calls like this. Bumblebees will be tempted out of hibernation on warm days as well. With the temperatures rising and the days getting longer, large queen bees take advantage of nectar from early flowers such as crocuses. They also begin their search for a place to start a hive and raise the next generation. You can plant bee-friendly flowers to help them in their efforts, or buy bee-friendly bricks or a small wooden hive to give solitary bees a place to live. Catkins will also be hanging down from the trees. These are long, slim flowers bearing pollen and enabling trees to reproduce. They flower before there are leaves on the trees to make dispersing pollen easier. Hazel catkins are particularly interesting. The male flowers are fuzzy yellow lamb's tails, but you can spot the female flower on the same branch, which is a tiny bud with bright red wisps. To learn more about the nature you can enjoy all year round, visit the RSPB website, www.rspb.org.uk. For now, a very happy February from all of us here at RNIB Connect Radio, and I'll return with another almanac in March.